In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that the heart of man and woman is always seeking a Savior? The heart of man and woman is always seeking to be saved. And the Father has given us His Son as the only Savior of the world. The only Savior, the one who has come to redeem us, to buy us back through the power of His precious blood. There is within each one of us that emptiness that seeks for God, that seeks for the Savior. That is how the manufacturer made his product. That's us. In the manufacturer's handbook is that experience that every man and woman and child has been made for something greater than who they are. But you see, when you don't know who you were made for, you look for substitutes. And that has been the problem from the beginning. The substitute can be power. The substitute that if I get enough power, then I'm going to be fine. Or it can be riches. Or it can be sex. Or it can be the intellect. Or whatever it could be. You know, everyone looks for a savior. Or it can be your husband, and you thought you were marrying a prince, and you found he was a frog. Or it could be your wife. You thought you were marrying a princess, and you found that you married a lizard, you know. What I'm saying is that they have clay feet like the rest of us. You see, or it could be the priest, and the priest lets you down. You know, when people read about these poor priests that have been accused, and you know, I say poor priests because all of them are not guilty. That's why I pray for Father Ken LeBlanc, and I pray that if he did hurt somebody, that she would be healed too. But you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But people will say, you know, I can't be part of the church anymore. Look what the priest did. See, my faith is not in the priest. My faith is not in the Pope. My faith is not in the Archbishop. My faith is in the living God. I learned that a long time ago. When I was a child, I worked for priests, and they were wonderful. But you know what? They were not my idols. I saw that they had clay feet, and that everyone has clay feet. I was not made for the priest. I was made for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, it takes a long time to learn that. I learned that a long time ago by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. So people are seeking a Savior. Who will be our Savior? Last night we saw the Savior of the world with a small s and a small w as he gave his Savior's speech. And I just want to tell you, this, my friends. I was speaking to Maria Vadia Caranda last night. Maria Vadia comes from Cuba. And you know what she said to me? She said, "Father Tom, I saw what happened in Cuba with Castro. I never thought that I would see it repeated in the United States." Now, this is a woman that had to leave Cuba because of Castro and all the promises that he made. Oh, my Lord, you know, everyone wanted Castro. She said, "Father Tom, I never thought that I would see it again." She says, "It's happening in the United States." This is someone who has experienced what she's experienced. First of all, we need to ask the Lord for mercy, and that He alone would be our Savior. I thought last night we were going to have a healing service from the not the pulpit, but the podium. I thought he was going to start raising his hands and start healing people. You know, I don't know if you noticed that as he was leaving, they were all like 16-year-old girls wanting an autograph from the rap star. I don't believe this. This is the congressman. This is completely beyond me. This is completely beyond me that people have been so duped. People have been so duped. It's completely and totally beyond. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord Jesus, hear us. Lord Jesus, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, O God, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer and Savior of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, O God, have mercy on us. O most blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Oh, have mercy on us for seeking other saviors, for seeking saviors in our 401k, okay? Again, I do not gloat that people are losing their retirement in their 401k. I do not gloat. But I know there are so many people that hitched their heart on the star of their 401k, that it was going to be their retirement and they were going to be all set. Let me tell you, you are never all set until you reach heaven through the blood of Jesus. You are never all set. You see, you might think you're all set. Look what's happened with the people's 401k, it's diminished. As a matter of fact, since Mr. Obama, it goes down like about 6% a week. This is very sad. But you see, when people hitch their heart to the star of their 401k, that I'm going to be taken care of because of my 401k, I'm going to tell you, I have one Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ, and it's not my 401k. I don't have a 401k. I have one Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ, and there is no other Savior but the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? I cannot be duped by looking at a president who looks like he's come out of GQ, and God bless him, he looks like he's come out of GQ, but I'm going to tell you, he is not my Savior, and I do not depend upon him. I cannot depend upon him or any other man, because my salvation lies in the Lord Jesus Christ and in nobody else. It doesn't lie in the Pope. It doesn't lie in the Archbishop. My salvation lies in Jesus Christ. It doesn't lie in my ministry. It doesn't lie in my preaching. My salvation lies in Jesus Christ, who shed His precious blood for me. O my Lord, blood of Christ, only begotten Son of the Eternal Father, please save us. Blood of Christ, incarnate Word of the Father, please save us. Blood of Christ of the New and Everlasting and Eternal Testament, save us, O God. Blood of Christ falling upon the earth in the agony of the garden, save us, O God. Blood of Christ shed profusely in the scourging when You were whipped mercilessly, save us, O God. You see, there is one Savior, and the Savior went to the cross out of love for us to save us. I am not your Savior. I will never be your Savior. No matter how good you think I am or how I bless you, it is because of the grace of God. It is no other reason. You put me on a pedestal and I will fall off. You put anyone on a pedestal and they will fall off. There is only only one person who deserves to be on a pedestal, and his name is the Lord Jesus, and his pedestal is the cross. It is the cross where he gave his life for us, where he shed his blood for us. People are looking for a savior, and they're looking for a savior in Barack Hussein Obama. And let me tell you, he has clay feet, and he doesn't tell the truth. Last night I heard lie after lie. There are no earmarks in my whatever package it's called to get things going. No earmarks, no earmarks at all, but 9,000 of them. How can people lie right to your teeth? You know, I'm going to tell you what the Bible tells us, that the devil was a liar from the beginning. You know, I don't like lying, because when I lie, I say, you know what? I'm like the devil. When I lie, I'm like the devil, because the devil is the father of lies. So I don't like to lie, because my father is not the devil. My father is the eternal father who gave his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, out of love for us, for me and for you. That's why, if you're into lying, let me just tell you, what you're going to say is, you know, your father is the devil, because he is the father of lies. He is the father of lies. He is the father of lies. And I'm telling you, don't get into lying. 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 Again, there's one Savior, and there is no other Savior. Blood of Christ flowing forth in the crowning with thorns. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us and save us. Let me tell you this, that Jesus was more a king than any Caesar when he wore the crown of thorns. They could have worn whatever they wore, gold or silver or even rubies, but he was more a king when he wore a crown of thorns for you, out of love for you, than any other king, than any other president, than any other whatever, than any other. But again, man and woman looking for a savior, we want someone to wave the magic wand. Let me just tell you this, okay? There is no magic wand, all right? There's no magic wand, there's no tooth fairy, and there's no Santa Claus, all right? Let me just tell you this, my friends. There's no magic wand, there's no tooth fairy, and there's no Santa Claus, and this man is not going to fix everything, because he doesn't even know that everything is broken, because he doesn't have any idea. He has no idea. He has no idea. He has no idea how to fix things. You don't fix things by the way he's doing things, but by telling people untruths, by lying in our faces. As I said, Maria Vadia told me, I never thought that this would happen in the United States of America. What I saw happening with the Castro is happening right now in front of my eyes. I'm telling you, how can people be so stupid? Because they're looking for a savior, and they haven't found the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're a Christian, and you think he's going to save you, you're in a deep, deep doo-doo, because he's not going to save you. He hasn't got the magic wand, my friends. He doesn't have the magic wand. No one has the magic wand. The magic wand is not real. Jesus took the sin of the world on the cross, absorbed the sin of the world, became like us, emptying himself on a cross out of love for us. There's no magic wand. There's no magic wand. There's no magic wand. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the only Savior. And he saves us from ourselves. He saves us from sin. I'm telling you, my friends, this country deserves this president because of the children that we have killed. 50 million children. 50 million children. We're exploiting these little individuals as embryonic cells. Listen, we're killing the elderly. Give me a break. Give me a royal break. We deserve this. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord have mercy. And you know what? The church is no better. Because the church doesn't speak out. The church doesn't speak out. The church doesn't speak out. Oscar Romero spoke out. Bishop Romero spoke out. And you know what happened when he spoke out? He got killed. He died a martyr. How many bishops are going to speak out and tell people the truth? How many priests are going to speak out and tell the people the truth? Who wants to die a martyr? That's the issue. That's the issue. Oscar Romero spoke out and he got killed celebrating the Eucharist. He got his one-way ticket to heaven, let me tell you, because he lived by grace through faith. I'm telling you, my friends, who's going to speak out? Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. Blood of Christ poured out on the cross, save us. Blood of Christ, price of our salvation, save us. Blood of Christ, with which there is no forgiveness of sins, save us. Let me tell you this. You cannot get your sins forgiven by going to psychiatrists. You can air them out. You can air them out. I have nothing against psychiatrists. I've told you I go to one. But my sins are forgiven in the blood of Jesus Christ. I am forgiven through the precious blood of the Lord. No psychiatrist can offer you forgiveness. But I'm telling you, we have the confessional where people can go and take and leave their sins at the cross of Jesus Christ. But you know what? They'd rather pay $250 an hour. I go to someone because I have someone to listen to me, okay? I have someone to listen to me for a whole hour. I don't go for forgiveness. When I want forgiveness, I go to Father Toomey, or I go to a priest. That's what I do, because I go to the cross of Jesus Christ. I don't go to a psychiatrist for forgiveness, you know, and to expiate my guilt. My guilt has been expiated upon the cross of Jesus Christ, on the cross of Jesus Christ. That's where my guilt was expiated. That's where my sin was forgiven. Blood of Christ, Eucharistic drink and refreshment of souls, save us. Blood of Christ, stream of mercy, oh, save us. Do we need mercy, Lord? Because we have looked to other gods to save us, be they men or women, be they power or sex, be they automobiles or homes. Oh, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Blood of Christ, victor over demons. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, there were demons in that place last night jumping all around. They were ever so happy. Demons are, because where you have lies, you have demons. How do I know? Because the Bible says that Satan is the father of lies. That's right. And yet, as the President of the United States is walking out, the congressmen are like 16-year-old little girls wanting his autograph. My Lord and my God. Like I've seen everything. Like really, I have seen everything. You know whose autograph I want? You know whose autograph I want? I want the autograph of an innocent little child who looks up at his mother with love and admiration. That's whose autograph I want. I don't want the autograph of Deval Patrick. You can keep it. I don't want the autograph of a Bush or even a Kennedy. I want no autograph. They don't mean anything to me. But a child or a woman, outside the abortion mill today, saving children. Yeah, get that autograph. Blood of Christ, courage of martyrs, save us. Blood of Christ, strength of confessors, save us. Blood of Christ, bringing forth virgins, save us. Blood of Christ, help of those in peril, save us. Blood of Christ, relief of the burdened, save us. Blood of Christ, solace in our sorrow, save us. Blood of Christ, hope of the penitent, save us. You know, today we start a time of penance in the church, and the first ones that should be on our faces should be the churchmen. That's right, because we have allowed all this garbage to take place because of our silence. Because we're afraid that we'll lose our tax-free number. Penitent, you can wear all the ashes you want on your head. It's not going to do you any good unless you hear the scripture today and follow it. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Unless you hear the scripture and follow it, create in me a new heart, put a steadfast spirit within me. Wash me more and more from my guilt and cleanse me from my sins. It's only the blood of Jesus that can spare us and save us. And people are looking into a dead-end street. Whether it be Barack Obama or the Bishop of Chinatown, there is only one Savior. But you see, sinful man, sinful woman, sinful humanity seeks salvation in a do-it-yourself way. You cannot do it. Only one saves, and his name is Jesus. I will tell you, my friends, the blood of Christ is all that we have, and it's enough. And it saddens me that people have been so duped. How can people be so stupid? I guess when you don't know Jesus. And even people, and Maria said, you know, Father Tom, there are Christians that are gaga over this man. How can you be gaga over someone who lies in your face? I guess you believe what you want to believe. It's become a religion. It's become a religion. Bush was so bad to people that they had to get someone who looks good, who can talk a monkey or a dog off a meat wagon, who lie in your face and you'll say, thank you very much. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. Other than God has given us up. Blood of Christ, have mercy on us. Blood of Christ that covered Mary and the Magdalene and John the Evangelist, have mercy on us. Blood of Christ that went into the ground at Calvary, have mercy on us. Blood of Christ, wash us clean of our sins. Today's Ash Wednesday, and for our children's sake, we need to get on our faces and ask for mercy. Because this country is not the country that I grew up in. This is another country. And if it's so bad that things have happened so quickly in 50 years, what about the next 20? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all, no more. That's a lie. We kill children in the womb. We're killing the elderly. My God, have mercy on us. There's only one hope, and his name is Jesus. There's only one Savior, and his name is Jesus. There's only one Lord, and his name is Jesus. Anything else is dust in the air, promises that will never be kept, lies that sound good. Packaged manure is what it is. Packaged manure. But the package looks pretty good, doesn't it? My God, have mercy on us. Listen, if you'd like to hear more of what I have to say, you might not today, but you know what? Too bad. I have to say it anyway. You can go to the website, fathertoms.com, F-A-T-H-E-R-T-O-M-S, fathertoms.com. It's my.com, fathertoms.com. That's where you can find the things that we've been doing and the things that we are doing. FatherToms.com. Tonight we have a Mass at the Holy Rosary with the distribution of ashes, and then we're going to have a repentance service after that where the Blessed Sacrament will be exposed, and we're going to cry out for mercy. We're going to cry out for mercy using the Litany of the Blood of Christ. And we're going to continue using parts of the Litany of the Blood of Christ for the Church and for the country during the whole of Lent. So if you would like to get the Litany of the Blood of Christ, you can Google it, Litany of the Precious Blood of Jesus Christ. Again, I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. And if you would like to see us and see what we look like, it's fathertoms.com. And you know what? It's kind of sad because people think I'm tall, dark, and handsome until they finally find out who I really am. I think that's what I look like anyway. That's not who I really am. FatherToms.com. And tonight at 7:30 at the Holy Rosary, you're welcome to come. And you know what? I need to hear from you, Father Tom. Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.